Well, it's been a while since I produced a podcast. Sure, laziness? Nope. Busyness? Yeah. Distraction? Okay. Happily in love and seeming to slack off in some areas. But I'm back, and I'm here to give you some more good tips and advice. So today's tip is about pronunciations. In the beginning of my broadcast career, the entire beginning, really, the first 6 months, was all about pronunciation, and you're in news, and you're in on air, and you have to get everything exactly right. Imagine if someone, and many of you are in this position actually, imagine if someone mispronounces your name. How did it make you feel in the beginning when they started doing it? You may have comforted into it, and now it doesn't bother you as much, but I bet you at some point it's like, you know, can you just get my name right? What's the big deal? Well, that's how a lot of people feel when they're listening back to what we do. And so pronunciation is extremely important. In fact, I had a job once where I had never heard of what Pilates was. I didn't know what it was. I saw how it was spelled. And now this was many years ago before we had dictionary.com online, and Pilates wasn't something you could find in the dictionary at home. So when I voiced it, I said Pilates, Pilates, Pilots. I mean, I said everything but Pilates. Lost the job. Now, how simple would it have been for me to just phone the company and say, hey, how do you pronounce that word? Instead, I tried 3 or 4 times, being the perfectionist that I was, wanting to get it right myself, and lost the job in the process. So pronunciations are a very key part of what we do. And for those of you doing audiobooks, oh my goodness, you have so much research to do before you ever start reading that book. So if you pick up that book and you just start reading, hey, if you're that great, right on, good on ya. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of research to be done, and you've got to figure out what that is. I voiced a biblical book, and there was a lot of the Hebrew names that I didn't know and mispronounced, and I had to go back in and re-edit them all and cut them in. And honestly, that was hours and hours and hours of work that I could have saved by easily figuring that out to begin with. I'm also voicing for an Icelandic company right now, and there's names I've never heard of. Fuglafires and all this other stuff. Now, what they're doing, which is great for me, is they're sending me a videotape of themselves voicing the word. So I'm able to watch their mouth movements and try and mimic the sound that I'm hearing. But with other dialects and languages, you can't necessarily mimic those little, you know, with French, it's lilts and the way you hold your tongue. With other languages, Icelandic, it's putting consonants together and not even having a vowel in there until way later on. So it's just a new way of thinking for me personally, because it's not something I've done before. But I can't tell you and stress how important it is on those auditions to make sure you've got your pronunciations correct. So what do you do? I mean, especially if you're doing the pay-to-play, or, well, I mean, with your agents, you can pretty much ask them and then they can contact the client, which is great. It keeps you in touch with your agent, lets them know that you really care. I'll never forget one time I had a job where I wasn't sure how to pronounce something. I went back to the client and said, hey, how do you pronounce this? Now, this is one of those rip-and-read factories where you do, you know, 5 commercials a day and not a ton of money, but enough to kind of keep you going in the beginning again in my career. And so I said, you know, how do you pronounce this? They came back to me with, wow, thank you for asking. No one ever does. For me as a broadcaster, that blew me away. Why wouldn't you ask? For fear of embarrassment? I'll tell you what's more embarrassing is mispronouncing it. Do you know that on some of your auditions, if you mispronounce the company name especially, or one of the person's name in the spot, they're not going to hire you? Well, the likelihood is so minimal because someone is going to care enough to get it right. And that goes back to a lot of stuff that we talk about, which is researching before you begin. We tend to just rip and read. Here's the spot. Let's go. I want to get this. Well, I don't think that's always your best option. It's always great to do some research and some history to know what you're voicing, what the company's overall feel is, and especially these pronunciations. So let's say you have a commercial, you can't talk to the client, you can't talk to the agent, so you can't ask anybody within your industry how to pronounce this word. Let's say it's a car commercial. Is it Mazda or Mazda? Is it Toyota or Toyota? What's the best option to find out? Well, because I don't get to hear from you right now, I'll answer it for us. The best way to handle something like this, especially with a car commercial, phone the car company itself. Now, for those of you anywhere outside of America, I highly suggest you phone an American car company to get the American phrasing. Now, not very fair, is it? Toyota and Mazda and all those are not in America as their home base. But I have a feeling if you're an English speaker and you phone Japan and ask, you might not understand it. So the best thing to do is just phone the American branches because they will pronounce it correctly to what the American standards are. And that's usually what we're following, as most of you know, a neutral North American dialect. And by the way, I just pronounced it as Mazda, and it's Mazda, so if anybody's wondering. Another thing to do is utilize sites like dictionary.com and YouTube. I use YouTube for a lot of stuff. If I've got a city name that's not showing up in dictionary.com or some of the dictionary sites, then I can at least go onto YouTube and type in that city name and look for maybe some commercials that were voiced there or someone talking about it. Now that takes a little more time, but hey, I'm at home, aren't I? I've got time and I can focus time. This is a client that is a potential paid client. I need to make sure that I put in the effort that they do to get that to me. So go out of your way to find the pronunciations. Ask friends if it's another dialect or phone the consulate. If you have a very specific dialect, usually in major centers, you're going to find a consulate that will help you with those words. There's a lot of options out there, so don't just be the deer in the headlights. Go out of your way to find out what to do. The web is amazing, and it helps you with a lot of these pronunciations. So, take the time to research. Don't be so lazy. If you want this as bad as I do, and bad as the next person, and we know competition is skyrocketing, take the time to do it right. After all, you do want to perfect it, don't you? Even though there's no such thing. Happy voicing, everybody. This is Chef Deb, over and out. Hope you like my new branding, DebsVoiceRecipe.com. Until next time, everyone.